It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. A classical music star is in the latest Apple iPad commercial. In the ad, conductor-composer Asa-Pekka Salonen gets an idea while shaving and tries it out on his iPad. Then after a montage of scenes in London and Finland with the conductor supposedly refining the idea on his new Apple iPad, we see the violinist Leila Josefowicz and the Philharmonia Orchestra playing the score. Salonen reportedly is indeed an Apple fan. He uses it and other software to compose. In less than a day, the ad racked up 100,000 views on YouTube, and there's an auxiliary page of videos on the Apple website, including a free recording of the entire concerto that's in the ad that you can enjoy. A Stradivarius violin forgotten in a closet for decades and formerly owned by a reclusive U.S. heiress to a copper fortune could sell for as much as $10 million in a sealed bid auction this week, according to Christie's. If the 1731 violin known as the Kreutzer after the French concert violinist Rodolphe Kreutzer, who once owned it, reaches the top end of its pre-sale estimate, it would be one of the most expensive musical instruments ever sold. The violin is one of the highlights of the estate of Huet Clark, a reclusive, eccentric heiress who died in 2011. After she died, the violin was found in her closet where it had been for 25 years. The instrument was a present from her parents, copper magnate and politician William A. Clark and his wife Anna. In case you're interested, bidding on the Strad starts this Friday. You think you have problems with your carry-ons? Two classical musicians tried to board a U.S. Airways flight on Memorial Day. They were told they were welcome, but their violins were not. Nick and Zach from the chamber group Time for Three were at Charlotte's Douglas International, headed for Fayetteville, Arkansas, on flight 4799, when they got word that the pilot would not allow their violins in the overhead bins. Captain said, check their violins or forfeit the flight. Musicians argued their case to the flight crew. Things got a little tense. They were asked to step off the plane, and while they were waiting, Nick Kendall took out his video camera, Zachary DuPue took out his violin, and you can see the impromptu tarmac concert they recorded on YouTube. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOK Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.